Okay, today's daf is Shkalim, daf Vav. Parsha Shir hopefully should be up from last night. And we are on Vav Amad Aleph. We'll start from the top. Just one Rambam that I did not get to mention yesterday's daf. And that is, we mentioned that if somebody by mistake used Meiser Sheni or Shemitah money in order to use for their Machzor Shekels, we mentioned it's no good because you can't double dip in Halacha. If I have a Chiyuv to do one mitzvah, that I can't use that to do another mitzvah, as the Gemara says elsewhere, called Davar Shebechova, Eino Ba'a Ela Min Achulin. Anything that I have to do, I have to bring from Chulin. That's the sugi in my Sirksafim, that if I have a chiyuv to do something in a certain area, I have a chiyuv to do a certain mitzvah, I can't use my Sersheni funds to buy my lulav, so to speak. But so related to that, the Gemara quoted the pasuk of by Bechor, at the end of Vayikra, and the Gemara darshint, kalshu kodesh in kedusha chala alav. Anything that's kodesh, kedusha cannot be chal on it. That is what the Gemara darshint. There is one exception to that rule that has come up in the past, but just to mention now, that's the Rambam in Hilchas Arachin. The Rambam there is machalik between two different types of kedushos, as the Gemara is machalik in Maseches Baba Kama, where the Gemara says the two types of kedushos that we have in Hekdesh are kedushos bedek habayis, also called Kedushas Damim, or Kedushas Haguf, also called Kedushas Mizbeach. Kedushas Haguf or Kedushas Mizbeach means inherent Kedusha. I give a spoon to the Beis HaMikdash, and I want this spoon to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Kedushas Haguf. I give an animal that I want it to be used as a carbon. That's Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas Mizbeach. Or the other thing is I give this table to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with this table? They're not interested. What if I makdish my backyard to the Beis HaMikdash? What are they going to do with my backyard in Beit Shemesh? If I had some little bit of a backyard, so what are they going to do with that? So that's kedushas damim. They're going to take it and sell it, and then memela use that money. The Rambam says, what if it is one of them already, and I want to make it into the other one? I want to add on. I want to make kedushas guf into mizbeach, or kedushas mizbeach into kedushas aguf. Can I? The Rambam says it works in one direction and not the other one. Perek Vav in Hilchas Arachin is based on the Gemara. Perek Vav Halacha Ches says the Rambam, if something is kedushas aguf, the inherent, intense Kedusha, I could ironically make that into Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. That's Chal on Kedushas Mizbeach. But the opposite doesn't work. Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, if I've already made my spoon into, I want this value to go to the Beis HaMikdash, I cannot then add on Kedushas HaGuf. Says the Rambam, why not? Beautiful Lashon. Ein ada makdish davar she'enu shelo. You can't be mocked as something that's not yours. What does that mean? So we've explained many times the name of Reb Chaim based on Tosfos and Maseches Baba Kama. Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, the way that becomes Kadosh, is very different than how Kedushas Mizbeach becomes Kadosh. Kedushas Mizbeach or Kedushas Aguf, the way I'm able to be mocked it, is the Torah allows me to directly impose Kedusha on this item. And I have imbued it. Now I'm mocked it. Legally, it's still mine. But I was makdashit, and therefore it has Kedusha. That's on the one hand. Kedusha Bedek HaBayis is not true. It does not work that way. Lumdus, how does it work? I legally, when I'm makdashit Bedek HaBayis, I legally make it belonging to Hekdesh. Memela, step two, once it belongs to Hekdesh, Kedusha is chal on it. But that's step two. What do? I make it legally not mine. So that's the Rambam's Lashon. By Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, ironically, even though it's more intense Kedusha, it's itself is going to be kept. Or Hukrav on the Mizbeach, but legally it's still mine. And that's why you could add on another Kedusha, because that's still yours. Something that's not yours, Ein Adam Makdash Davar She'eino Shelo. If it's already Bedek HaBayis, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So I can't add anything onto that, because then that would not be allowed. Anyway, that's the Rambam in Hilchas Arachin in Perek Vav. Now we continue with today's daf on daf vav amen aleph. Here we go. Hamanache hamachanes ma'os v'amar. Somebody is gathering money. Somebody is going. The mafarshim say ma'at ma'at, counting out 1, 2, 3 until they get up to the amount of machzor shekel. And lo and behold, what happens if they went past? They went past the amount. Do we say that even what's past the amount counts for machzor shekel or not? Again, remember we discussed a few days ago the three different collections, and the machzor shekel that is used for the census equally, so obviously they're going to have to take an equal amount of this collection of shkalim for the machzor shekel. But the extra, it could be hektish, in some other area. So, Hamachanis Mos Va'ama Hare Elu L'Shikli. If somebody is collecting money and says, this money is for my Shkalim, so what happens if it's more than what everybody else has given for Machzor HaShekel? So what happens to that extra? Do we say it was a mistake? Do we say that, oh, it's nothing, you can take it back, or not? Do we say automatically it has Kedusha? That's a machlokas. This machlokas appears elsewhere in Meseches Nazir. This is known as the sugya of Hektish Bita'us. Hektish by mistake. Usually, by kinyanim, if there's something by mistake, then the whole thing is null and void. That's called a mekachtos. If I sell you something and I was under a misimpression of some reason, I didn't know about the kinyan, if it's a marriage and it was a ta'us, that's mekachtos. Nothing works. Hektish is different. Hektish, it's easier to make something hektish. So that's why, even if it's by mistake, it might be hektish. Right? Relates to the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin, where the Mishnah says, you don't even have to do a kinyan to make something hektish. Ami raso l'gavoa, kimisi raso l'hedyo. Even saying something takes the place of a kinyan to make it hektish. So that's the basis for the Shita of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai omrin mosara nedava. Beis Shammai says the extra that's above and beyond the regular shekel amount is still automatically belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It goes into the pushka that they use for when the Beis HaMikdash is quiet and the Mizbeach is quiet, they take out monies from there and buy carbonous ola and bring them on the Mizbeach. Mosar and Nedava.
Is Ta'us the same as Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah?
No, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah, you didn't make a mistake. You just didn't have the right Kavanah. Here you made a mistake. It's like the anti. Ubeis Hillel Omri Mosar and Chulin. And Beis Hillel says, no, automatically the Mosar is not hektish. The Mosar, the extra, is Chulin and it can be go back into your pocket. But if you say she'avi mehen shikli, but if you say I'm going to bring the shkalim from this group mehen, then shavin shamosar chulin. Everybody agrees that all you mean is that you want the amount, the correct amount, to be shkalim, and the rest is still yours. That's by shkalim. What if you have the parallel cases by other karbanos, which do not have a fixed amount? Elu l'chatasi, shavin shamosar nedava. There, even Beis Hillel agrees that the mosar is going to be automatically hektish, because a chatas doesn't have a specific amount, right? You could give a big fat chatas, you could give a more lean chatas. So, there, automatically, the extra would go to the Beis HaMikdash, even if it cost you less to buy your carbon. She'avi mehen chatasi, but if I say, I will bring from this money my chatas, shavin shamosar chulin, then everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai would agree, that the mosar is chulin. Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma bein shkalam lachatas, what's the difference? Says the Mishnah. Ela shel shkalam yishlam kitzva. Shkalam has a specific amount. And that's why anything beyond that might not be exactly included. Ulachatas ain't like kitzva, but for a chatas, there is no kitzva, there is no specific amount. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afle shkalam ain't like kitzva. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? Even shkalim don't have a specific amount. What do you mean? Of course it does. No. Shek sha'alu Yisrael min agola. When Bnei Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael, bye-bye Yesheni, hayu shoklin darkonos. At that stage, they were giving darkonos as shkalim. Remember, we had darkonos in yesterday's Mishnah. Beginning of the second parak, we had, used to be mitzarif shkalim to darkonos. Those were golden pieces. Chazru lishkol slaim. Then they started using slaim, which was a lesser amount. Chazru lishkol tivin. And they kept going down and down in terms of the common currency. Bikshu lishkol dinarim. They even wanted to go down to dinarim, which is even a lesser amount. V'lokim lo mehen, Chazal did not let them go down all the way to that currency. We'll see why. But what do you see from here? Says Rabbi Yehuda that shkalim also don't have a kitzvah, right? They use all these different amounts, all these different currencies for shkalim. Says the Mishnah, no. Amar Rabbi Shimon, afal pikin yad kulam shaveh. It was all the same ratio. Everybody brings the exact same amount once it's decided upon. It's not like you can bring whatever you want. If this is the currency that's going to be used, so then everybody agrees brings that amount. Aval chatas, zeh may be b'selav, zeh may be b'shayim, zeh may be b'shalosh. But a chatas, you can bring whatever you want. That's what the Tanakhama means, that there is no specific amount. What exactly does this Mishnah mean? So it is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam seems to be Pshutel Shel Mikra. The Rambam in Hilchas Shkalim, as we made a big deal about it yesterday, that Hilchas Shkalim is in Sefer Zmanim, and it's not in Sefer Karbanos or in Sefer Avoda. Very interesting ha'ara that the Rambam's placement of Shkalim puts it more into the Chovas Gavra element. Right, in Zmanim, having to do with the holidays, then in Karbanos. But at the beginning of Hilchas Shkalim, where the Rambam discusses the history, The Rambam says, Mitzvah Zasem, we never read this, we'll read it now. Mitzvah Zasem in our Torah, Litain Kolish Mi Yisrael, Machzah Shekel, Bechol Shana Veshana. It's Mitzvah Zasem for every man to give Machzah Shekel. As we mentioned, even no matter where you are in the world, even if you live far away, in far-flung countries, you have to give Machzah Shekel. It's a Chiyav D'Araisa on everyone, Bizman HaMikdash. V'yafilu Ani HaMisparnis Menat Stoka Chayiv. Even an Ani, right, has to give Machzah Shekel. V'shoel Me'achirim O Mocher Ksus Shal Ksefo. You have to sell a shirt. It's one of the few mitzvahs. Usually we say, Onis Rachman HaPashri. I can't buy a lulav. Okay, what can I do? Machzah Shekel is like one of those Pursume Mitzvah mitzvos, which you have to even sell the shirt off your back. V'nosi Machzah Shekel Kesef. And the Rambam, as we mentioned a couple of days ago also, does not count a losa ase. Like the Ramban does. The Ramban counts this as a losa ase. Ha'asher lo yarbe v'adah lo yamit. The Rambam says, no, just a mitzvah ase. Then the Rambam says, a couple of halachas later, after he goes through the exact numbers of the currency, the Rambam says, Machzis ha-shekel zu mitzvasa sheyitein machzis matbeya shel oso hazman. The Rambam says, the mitzvah is to give half of whatever currency is available and used at that time. Meheri bana beis hamikdash. If the beis hamikdash would beis Hashem come today, and we're all going to have to give machzah shekel in the near future. So what's going to be? We're going to use half a shekel. What we call a shekel. We'll use those golden coins. That's what we use. That's lachora, right? Half a shekel. Unless the poskim say that's not enough. Not enough. But assuming then there'll be a real shekel chadash, then we'll have a real. But either way, we're going to use the currency. Afilu haya oso matbeya gadol mi shekel hakodesh. Even if it's more, that's how the Rambam understands our Mishnah pashtus. That when it says originally and they changed it over and over time, that's because the currency's changed. That's the pashtus. Ula olam eino shokel pachos bichati shekel shei bimei Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't go less than what was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, though. And that's why they didn't let them go all the way down in the Mishnah to Dinarim. Me'olam, again, it says that. The Ravid here has a different shot of what the Mishnah means. He says, this is the Rambam's understanding of the Mishnah. But I think there's a difference in terms of when based on the level of financial status of the people involved. And the Ravid ends off, V'ein ha-seichel no-sein shahaya lahem b'tchila matveya shol darkonos v'im ha-yu aniyim b'hashiru. Doesn't make sense that they had this very expensive type of shekel and then it went down. So either way, the Rambam is the way that Pashas, we understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah's Elio here. If you remember, if you saw Mishklov quoting the Gra from all over, so he thinks the Rambam is, the Mishnah's Pashas like the Rambam. Mechuvan l'shem asnisan k'shitas ha-Rambam. That's what the Mishnah's Elio points out here. Okay. Let's continue. Oh, one other horror on the Mishnah. One word in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you're gathering money, ve'amar, and he says, you have to say it. What if you think it? What if a person thinks, this is for my shkalim, this from my shkalim? So this is a question that comes up in many different places, right? For example, just to give one example. The Mishnah, the end of Perek HaMafkid. Many are familiar from their high school days. Perek HaMafkid. What does the Mishnah say at the end? HaChoshev L'Shloach Yad V'Pikadon. The Mishnah B'Metziah Daf Mem Gimel. If somebody is a shomer and they decide, you know what, I'm going to use this item, even though I'm not allowed to use it, I decide that I'm going to be Shaleach Yad, which you're not allowed to do. And if somebody is Shaleach Yad V'Pikadon, then you automatically turn into a gazlan, and you're chayiv in onsin v'chulu. But the Mishnah's language is HaChoshev L'Shloach Yad. Is that good enough? If I think to be Shaleach Yad, we hold Dvarim Shebalev is Einam Dvarim. Tosfos, right there in Amafkid. Hach machshava have a dibur, kidiyalif me'al kol davar. V'chein machsheves pigol nami. Have a dibur v'lo belev. Tosfos, all over Shas, says many of these cases of thinking versus saying, you have to actually say it. Because dibur is Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. And Rashi and other Rishonim say no. For example, pigol. If a Kohen decides to be mefagal karban, for whatever reason, which is one of the mysteries, why would they would want to be mefagel karban? They would do the shechita, you would do the shechita, and you would think that you're going to eat the karban after its time, or you're going to do the zrika after its time. That makes the karban pigel. If I then eat the karban, or if you and they eat the karban, you chayev karis. So do you have to say it? You have to say the pigel thought, or can you just think it? That's a machlokas rishonim. So by shlichas yad it comes up, by pigel it comes up. It comes up right over here, l'chara also. The pesher dover, right here, as we mentioned yesterday from Ravel, discusses that same machlokas. Pashas would apply here too. The same machlokas, whatever you say, the other sugyas in Shas, you would say here as well. Okay. Says the Gemara. Okay, we have a machlokas in the Gemara now, how to understand the Mishnah. Hamachanis v'chulu, 2 days in the name of Reb Lezer. Remember, Yerushalmi many times leaves out the first Aleph. It's a silent Aleph. So Reb Lezer is spelled without an Aleph. The word Omar sometimes is without the first Aleph. Right? Yerushalmi leaves it out. Reb Yossi, b'shem Reb Lezer, ma pligin. What's the machlokas in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Remember the case? They're counting out money, and they went over. So what happens to the extra? That's a machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ma pligin, what's the case? B'machanis protrot, where they're counting little by little. They're counting. 1, 2, 3. Aval be'omer elu l'shikli. But if somebody picks up a bunch of coins and says, this is my shkolim. It's not little by little. They just pick up a bunch of coins. This is my shkolim, so what's the halacha there? 2 days in the Gemara, 2 opposite days. First opinion, kol alma modi. Everybody agrees there. Shahamosaran nidava. Everybody agrees there that the extra is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, even Beis Hillel, who says if you count it out little by little, the extra would be chulin, here you would agree, but you picked up the whole thing. You obviously meant that the whole bunch of coins is going to the Ola. Okay, that's day number one. Rebbe Chia, Rebbe Biva, Mishem Rebbe Lezer, different day. Ma pligin, what's the machlokas again? But machanis protrot. Machlokas is where you count that little by little. Aval ba'omer elo l'shikli, but if you kick a whole bunch and say, this is my shkolim, kule ama modi, shamosaran chulin. Everybody agrees the opposite, that the extra is going to be chulin. Why? Because you're obviously mistaken. You think, this is my shekel. It's not your shekel. The extra is not your shekel, the opposite is extra. So we're omed in your das. It must be that you only meant from what is the amount that everybody else is supposed to bring. So it's opposite day is what is the halacha in that case where he just picks up a bunch. So what is our Mishnah Mashma about that? So Amar Rabbi Chia, Masnisa Misaya L'Rabbi Bivi. The Mishnah supports Rabbi Bivi, meaning the second day. The Mishnah sounds like if you would pick up just a bunch at once, then the extra would be chulin. Ditznan, because what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah quotes the Machlokas Tanoim later on. Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma bein shkolam l'chadas. The Mishnah quoted Rabbi Shimon. What's the difference between shkolam and chadas? Elash shkolam yishlam kitzva v'lachadas ein lehen kitzva. Shkolam has an exact amount, and a chadas does not have an exact amount. Ma anan kaiminan. What's the case Rabbi Shimon is referring to? It's like b'maya, right? What are we talking about? B'maya ukimta, right? Ma anan kaiminan. Right, what case are we talking about that Reb Shimon makes this statement that there's a difference between Shkolam and Chatas? Shkolam has an exact amount and Chatas does not. What case is he referring to? So, im ba'omer sha'avimehen shikli, if he's talking about a case where someone says, I will bring from them my shekel, so kol alma modi sha'mosar and chulin. Everybody would agree there that the mosar is chulin because he says sha'avimehen. And the same halacha would apply by chatas. Im ba'omer sha'avi mehen chatasi, kol ha'amodi sha'moser chulin. Everybody would agree there that the moser is chulin, and therefore there's no difference between chatas and shkalim. So that can't be what the case that Reb Shimon is talking about, because if you say sha'avi mehen, then everybody would agree that the moser is chulin. So that can't be the case that he says that there's a distinction between shkalim and chatas. Ela kein anan kaiminon, but what must we be talking about? This is the hachabamayaskinon of the Yerushalmi. Kein anan kaiminon, ba'omer elu lishikli. The other case, maybe the case is where you pick up a bunch, right? Really, there are three cases. There are three cases. There's a case where I count out little by little. Protrot, what's called. There's a case where I say elu, may elu, from these, is going to be my shekel. And the third case is where I just pick up a bunch and say, this is my shekel. Those are the three cases being discussed. So we just said, well, it can't be mehen, so maybe it has to be the case that's under discussion here, where you pick up a bunch. The answer is going to be, maybe it's the third case. But that's what we're saying. Maybe, ela kena non kaiminon, ba'omer elu l'shikli. What must the case Reb Shimon be talking about be? The case where you pick up a bunch and say, this is my shekel. And what do you see there? He says that there's a distinction. Shkolim sha'al yidei kitzshek kitzvasa min ha-Torah, mosar and chulin, since the Torah has a specific amount for shkolim, so then the mosar is going to be chulin. Chatas, al yidei she'ein kitzvasa min ha-Torah, mosar and adava. And a chatas, which doesn't have a kitzvah min ha-Torah, it's whatever you bring, the mosar is adava. So what do you see? You see from that understanding of our Mishnah that if you pick up a bunch, the Moser is going to be chulin, raya to the second version of Rabbi Lazar, kasha on the first version of Rabbi Lazar. Says the Gemara, so my avelei Rabbi Yossi. So what's Rabbi Yossi going to do? What's Rabbi Yosef going to do? Right, he's the first day. Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, how would he answer? He'll say it's the third case. You're right, it can't be the case of mayhen, shavi mayhen, but the true other case is, it's the case where you go little by little. If you go little by little, like Beis Hillel, who says that the Moser is going to be Nedavid, Chulin in that case, like Moser, Hektish Petos. Because that's going to be like a case of Hektish Petos. So, no problem. One more line. V'hotanina and Moser Shkalim Chulin. Doesn't the Mishnah that we're going to have on Amud Beis, the top of Amud Beis, we're going to go through all the Mosars. Doesn't the Mishnah say also Moser Shkalim Chulin? Isn't that also about a case where you picked up a bunch at once and you have automatically left over? So it's a riot to the second version of Rabbi Elazar, says the Gemara, no. Pata Lavim Achas Pro Jordan Kabeis Hillel there too. You could say the case is the third type of case where you're counting out little by little, and it's like Beis Hillel, who holds Hektish Betos, is not Hektish. By the way, what's the Makar I didn't mention before? The Gemara Nazir, which talks about this Machlokas, Hektish Tos. We mentioned in Svara that it might be easier to make something Hektish, and that's why Hektish Betos might work. And we mentioned on Mirasa Gavarak and Mirasa Hedyot, which the Yerushalmi, forgot to mention, the Yerushalmi there in Kiddushin says, why is it easier to make something Hektish? Fascinating Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, well, Hashem Haaretz and Maloa. Everything really belongs to Hashem, anyway. So to make something, so he gives it to us. He allows us to pretend that we own it. But when we give it back to the Beis HaMikdash, it's kind of reverting back to the natural state that everything belongs to God. And therefore, it's easier to give something to my friend. It's a little hard, because going from one Rishus to another Rishus. But to give something back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, It's not so hard. That's what the Gemara says. The source from Yerusha Gavoa, Kibitz Yerusha Lehadya. Why it works easier. But the Gemara in Nazir has a different source for why Hektish Betaus works. And that is, we compare, the language is, of Beishamai there, we compare Sof Hektish from Tchilas Hektish. Or we compare the two. What's Sof Hektish? What's Tchilas Hektish? Tmura. Tmura, so we know from the end of Sefer Vayikra, is the Isser and the Mitzvah of substitution. I have an animal that is a carbon. And I decide, you know what, I want to give a different animal to the Beis HaMikdash, not the one. Even if it's a better animal. Let's say I have a sheep. And then, I want to give a cow. A cow is a more serious animal. I want to give this cow to the Beis HaMikdash instead of this cow to the sheep. So, Hare Alai, Amakdish, the cow instead of the sheep. Guess what? I did an Avera, number one. I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to try to substitute. And number two, there's a Mitzvah that's... You don't try to do this mitzvah. This is one of the mitzvahs that is a situational mitzvah that you don't want to do, but if you do it, now they are both karbanos. That's a mitzvah I say, v'ayahu's meraso yekodesh. So, there too, I didn't want it to be a karban, but tough luck. It's a karban. That's a type of hektish ta'us that works. That for sure works, because that's a pasuk in the Torah. So the question is, says Beis Shammai, that teaches me that all hektish ta'us works. Whenever you have mistakes, it works. And Beis Hillel says, don't compare that. Because there you have a bona fide kedusha already that you are extending. You can't compare that to a case where you are creating a new kedusha betawus. Right? Don't compare tzmura to a case of hakdasha in the first place. That's a fascinating discussion. We discussed back in Maseches Tzmura, how much is tzmura compared to an original hakdasha or not. The Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Tzmura, you know, what's the svara for that? Because even though in this circumstance you are, you know, let's say given the way that I described it, you're giving a better animal, you're giving a cow instead of a sheep, most of the time, you know, a lot of times people are going to like have good decisions and give something to the Beis HaMikdash and then think about it and say, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to give this? Maybe I'll give this other one. This one is very special to me. People have strong Yetzirah, says the Rambam. And after they decide to do something, unless you take the check from them right when they make that decision, you know, it's not going to happen. That's why, you know, people have a decision. They want to give an animal. They want to give a check. Give it right away. Mail it out. Don't let it sit on the desk, because that's the only way that nothing's going to change. Okay, let's continue now. So we defended the first day up. Now we have the next section. So we skip the two lines of parentheses, and we go to the next. Hamafre shiklo v'savar shu chayiv. Let's say I separate a machzah shekel because I thought that I did not give the machzah shekel yet. And then all of a sudden I remember, oh, I gave it last week. I forgot. I gave a machzah shekel when I was not supposed to. V'nimsa she'eino chayev, I remember that I didn't have to give it. Lo kidesh. So that second shekel does not have kedusha. Total mistake. Hamafrish shnayim v'savrish chayev shnayim. What happens if hamafrish shnayim? Because I thought I didn't give last year either. So this year I want to make sure I gave two. V'nimtza she'eino chayv al achas, but then my wife reminds me, you did give it last year. You remember? You hadn't, but then you did take care of it. So I gave two, but I should only have been chayv one. Oso asheni, my avilei, or my at avilei, what do you do with the second one? So Gemara is assuming there's a difference between 0 to 1 and 1 to 2. 0 to 1 is nothing, right? It's totally chulin. 1 to 2, we assume that that second one does have a status. With nishma'ana, min hada, so you learn it from the following. Hifrish chataso, you compare it to chatas. Hifrish chataso v'zav v'shu chayiv. Ah, mafrish chatas. I thought I was machal Shabbos. So I was mafresh a carbon chatas. V'nimtza she'eino chayiv, and it comes out that I wasn't chayiv. Right, it was misasek instead of shogeg. Whatever it was something I'm not chayiv. Lo kidsha. So that, a total mistake. So it becomes my animal again. Hifresh shtayim, but again, same parallel case. If I was mafresh two, v'sav v'shu chayiv shtayim. V'nimtza she'eino chayiv ala achas. Osa shniya mayat avidlo. What's the halacha of that second animal? Ela roeh. You have to let it graze until it gets a mum, and then you sell it, and with the proceeds buy olas, nedava, right, in the summer months. So that's what you say by the chatas. So hachanami, so say the same thing here, eil nedava. So the same thing by the two shkalim, compare it to nedava. Fine, says the Gemara, really? The Gemara just throws out an exclamation rejection. V'kau heich omer ataelu. Yes, you say that? What does that mean? So you gotta look in the Tiklan Chazatin here, you gotta look in the Mefarshim. This means, what do you mean? Our Mishnah just contrasted Chatas and Shkalim. You're telling me it automatically has the same halacha? Who says? Remember, what did Reb Shimon say? Ma bein Chatas l'shekel. So you're saying, oh, Chatas and Shekel would have the same halacha? So just because by Chatas, the remainder is Roeh, does not mean that by Shkalim, the remainder would automatically be used for Olas Nadava in the summer. So, that's how the Gemara leaves it, that you do not have to say automatically that it is has the same halacha. Interesting, the Mefarshim note here that we have a principle sometimes that if you say something and part of what you say is rejected, then your whole item is rejected. Neder shebatla miksasa batla kula. If you make a neder and half my neder doesn't work, then my whole neder is thrown out. We have it by Edus Shavala Zbansada Bala Kula. We have the concept by neder also. Ask the Marsham in one of his tshuvas, Imhu neder shtayim lahektish. Let's say I know there are two things to hektish. And the second one ends up being chulin. Why don't we say the principle for Maseches Nedarim, neder Shavala Zbansada Bala Kula, and nothing works? Why do we say that even by chatas? We should say the whole thing is ruined. I wanted to do a package deal when I gave a present to the Beis HaMikdash, and the whole thing falls away. So the Marsham says you have to say based on what some Rishonim say, and that is only when Rakisha Haneder Meikara Chal Al Hakol Oz Omer Neder Shabbat Mosad Bal Akula. When does something get ruined? If something works for everything at T1. At T2, half gets ruined, so then you throw out T1 as well. You throw out the other half as well. But if originally half of it didn't work and half of it worked, that's not neder shebatla miksasa. Half of it never got off the ground. That's saying whatever worked was the whole thing. Right? Neder shebatla miksasa means you have something like edus. Edus shebatla miksasa b'alakul. You have edus, and it was accepted in Bezdin. Later on in the give and take, you throw some edim out. They were all originally accepted. That's what we might say, Eidah Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. Or the Asugi in the Achronim. Do you say Dayanim Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula? Also interesting discussion of the Ksos and the Nezivis. But if originally they never got to step one, then that principle does not apply. Okay. Two dots. Says the Gemara. Reb Yehuda Omer V'Chulu. So remember we had the history. Reb Yehuda says even Shkalim don't have a specific amount because in history we went down depending on the currencies. Darkonos dinarin. The darkonos are gold dinarim, as we said yesterday, that they were also useful in schlepping up the shkalim to Yerushalayim. Chazru lishkol sla'in kishmuan. What are sla'im? Shmuan, like they sound. Chazru lishkol tivin. Palgi silin. Sla'im, right? And they started using tivin, which are half the amount of a sela. Big shul lishkol dinarin. They wanted to start using dinarin kartin, which are a quarter of a sela. V'lokivlo me alayin. They didn't accept him in Hadah based on the following pasuk in Nehemiah. The Hemanu Aleinu Mitzvos Lase Shlishis HaShekel B'Shana La'avodas Beis Elokeinu. Right, and that was the specific amount. You can't go less than that. Can't go less than a third. Shlishis HaShekel. This is a quarter. So therefore, once it goes down that low, even if that's the currency, the common currency, there is still a minimum amount that it can't be used. Period. Reb Chilkia b'shem Reb Acha. So now we have a couple of other drashos based on this pasuk that we quoted. Mikan shetzarach adam l'shal shiklo gimel palmin bashana. You see from here it says shlishis hashekel. So that means you should give it three times a year. What does that mean, three times a year? We only give a matzah shekel once a year. Says the Tikkun Chadatin here, what it's really referring to is staka. Once a year you give shkalim, but if you want to give staka, which is a separate chiyuv, so then one should give it three times a year. Don't have a collection for the same source, for the same fund, more than three times a year. Right? If somebody makes an appeal for a certain event, certain staka, more than three times a year, you know, maybe not. Maybe if you're building a shul, it might be different. You may be able to ask every day, but not for now. But maybe it is for now. But anyway, but generally, not more than three times a year in general. Interesting halacha that is mentioned. Again, why? Because you have to spread it out. You have to spread it out both in terms of the chi of gavra to give and also in terms of the collection of mitzad, those that are collecting. Am Rabbi Avin, mikan l'gimel sa'in, mikan l'gimel shalosh kubos, mikan l'gimel afrashos. This pasuk also is a remes to the Mishnah that we're going to have later on. That talks about the different trumas, the trumas halishka that took place. The Mishnah there says, "Begimel prakam bashana hayutarmin." Begimel, they used three kupos, the size of three sa'ah. Okay, so this pasuk that says shlishis is also a remez to that. Okay, period. Ksiv zayitznu kol over alapakudim. What does the pasuk mean? A little agarta. Shkolim is going to have a lot of agarta later. We just have to, you know, keep plugging. But this is the first agarta I think right here. Zayitznu kol over alapakudim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chemia, Chad Amar. Since Bnei Yisrael sinned in the Machzis Hayom by the Cheta Egel, so we have to give Machzis HaShekel. So the Machzis HaShekel is connected to the Machzis Hayom. Number one. V'chad Amar the other day, Lefi Shechatu B'Shei Shos Bayom, because they sinned at the sixth hour of the day, Yitnu Machzis HaShekel Da'avash Yisa Grisim. Grimson. Right? You have to give Machzis HaShekel, which is equal to six Grimson. Certain type of value. Okay, those are the two. You go by Machzis, or you go by Sheish. Okay, if you look at the Ksav Sofer has a beautiful thought in the beginning of Kisisa, relating to Machzis HaShekel. Why Dafka Machzis HaShekel? So he explains, he quotes from Rishonim, that those who were actually Ovid Avodah Zarah, as we know, many Rishonim already point out, it's amazing, the Egel, all Klal Yisrael, Moshe was mad at. Only 3,000 people were killed. Very few people were killed at the Egel. Even though all Klal Yisrael, they were mad at. So explains the Ksav Sofer that everybody who actually worshipped Avodah Zarah, Mamish, B'machshava u'b'maisa, they were killed at that moment. They were killed at that moment. The rest of Klal Yisrael, they were thinking it. They were thinking it, but they didn't actually violate. B'maisa, they were thinking it, but they didn't actually violate. They only did a half an aver. And usually that's a problem, because Machshavas Avera, Machshavas Avodah Zarah, many times, unlike all other Averas, is Mistaref Li Avera. But explains the Ksav Sofer, because they were only Chote B'machshava, half an Avera, their Kapara is Machzis HaShekel, is the Machzis. Like our Gemara says, Machzis HaShekel. He says, "Hinei Ashkalam Ayelachaber LaEgel Hagam Elu SheNisharu Lochate BeFoal Mikamakam Srichan Kapara Kamo Ola SheMachaber Al Hirhuri Avera VeYalzeh Machzis HaShekel Sheba Avera Shu BeMaiso BeMachshava He Aver BeShleimus Mashiki BeMachshava LeChud." It's only part Machshava, and that's why you have to bring the Machzis HaShekel. And he says, and that's why, unbelievable. This is the punchline. He says that's why the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, Hakadosh, like we mentioned on Daf Beis, Hakadosh Baruch, who knew that Haman was going to take out the shkalim to take the money to do the whole story of Purim. That's why he was makdim. And that's why we do shkalim on Rosh Chodesh Adar before the date of Haman. Haman yada. Haman knew that they had machsheves avodah zarah already. So he wanted to get them. He wanted to get them to have mice avodah zarah too. That's why he built that andarta that they bowed down to, and the Rishonim say, was it real avodah zarah, not real avodah zarah? But it was a mice shel avodah zarah. Even if it wasn't a machsheves avodah zarah. The Rishonim discussed, maybe it wasn't real. Right, how did everybody else bow down and not Mordechai? Yehari v'al-Yavar. So some Rishonim say, oh, it wasn't real Avodah Zarah, but it was a Maisa Shel Avodah Zarah. So Haman wanted to combine the Maisa Avodah Zarah in his time, the Machshava Avodah Zarah of the Egel, and then they'll be mamish chayev misa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm going to be makdim you. I'm going to give the machshava shekels, I'm going to wipe out the machshava. There's not going to be any more machshava of avodah zara. When, by the time you come along, there's only going to be a maisa of avodah zara without machshava of avodah zara. That's not going to be anything that they're going to be chayev for. That's the ksav so far. We'll have to remember that for kisisa, parsha shir. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yoshua, Bei Reb Nechemya, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Lefi she'avru al aseres hadibros, yehei nosein kol echad ve'echad asara geira. Because they violated the aseres hadibros, so that's why they have to give the coins that are asara geira. That's the weight of the money. Again, where are aseres hadibros? They violated avodah zara. So maybe you could say, oh, avodah zara is connected kol tara kula, including the aseres hadibros. Or one could suggest, as we're going to have later on in Shkalim, it's going to be almost mefurish in the Gemara, that the Aseres Hadibros, and we had a shiur about this a couple of years ago on Shavuos, are symbolic of Kol HaTorah Kula. The Medrash says, even on a little level, if you count up the Aseres Hadibros, all the letters, there are 620 letters in the Aseres Hadibros. That 613 plus the 7, either the 7 Mitzvot Rabbanon, or the 7 Days of Creation, the Torah keeps the world going. One of it, it's 613 plus 7. That's on a numbers level. But Rav Sadigan already says this. I don't know if it's the only time or one of the only times that Rashi al HaTorah quotes Rav Sadigan at the end of Parshat Mishpatim. Rashi quotes it. That Rav Sadigan holds that all the Aseres HaDibros are kineged, are symbolic of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's Rashi. In Perchav Dalad Pasuk Yud Beis and Shmos, Kol Sheish Meos V'Shalosh Esrei Mitzvos Bichlal Aseres Hadibrosein V'Rabbeinu Sadia Piresh Ba'Azharos SheYasa V'Chol Dibra V'Dibra Mitzvos Atzliyos Bo. What's included in Anochi? What's included in Gili Arayas? What's included in Gezel? Right, all of them could fit in somewhere. That's Rav Sadigan. But again, there's a lot of other sources that relate to the idea that it could be that all the Torah is included in Aseres HaDibros. There is a Bali Atosfos ala Torah that say maybe when the halacha is that the king has to always carry around the Torah with him, which usually is like, right, really, the king always has a Torah with him? He says maybe that just means a band of Aseres HaDibros on his arm. Carrying a whole Torah with him? So we usually say, yes. He says maybe it means like a kamiya, an amulet with just Aseres HaDibros, which is the symbol of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's against everyone else. That's against the pashas of the Gemara. But again, that's what the Baalei Tosfos say. This also can help, we discussed then, in the sugya of the Tshuva Sarambam. The Rambam writes in the Tshuva, a famous Tshuva, where the Rambam rails about those shuls where people stand up for the Aseres HaDibros. He says, it's terrible. The Gemara says in Brachas that if you give more cover to the Aseres HaDibros, people are going to think that, you know, that's the only part of Torah that you have to listen to. So many Achronim defend, Rav Salvechik, Rav Moshe Feinstein, they all defend the minhag of standing just for the Aseres HaDibros. After all, we also stand for Az Yashir and for Chazaks and for, you know, even for those who usually sit during laning. There are many other defenses. Maybe the Trup is different when you stand for the Aseres HaDibros. That also reflects that it's a different experience. But one suggestion given is that Aseres HaDibros is different because it is a microcosm and it is a symbol of Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's why maybe we stand for it, right? As Rav Sadigan says, and many other sources point. Okay, we can't go through that now. Maybe we'll have a Daf B'Iyun share about it in the coming weeks. Says the Gemara now, let's continue. Another Deya. Reb Brechia, Rebbe Levi, B'Shem, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Lefi, Shemachru, Bechor, Shel Rachel, Be'esrim, Kasef. Since the brothers sold the firstborn of Rachel for 20 pieces of silver, Yehei, Kol Echad, Ve'Echad, Podes, Beno, Bechor, Be'esrim, Kasef. So too, everyone should redeem their son, once we're talking about numbers and money, so everybody should do Pidyon HaBen, Be'esrim Kasef. 20 Kasef is 5 Selah, because each Selah is 4 Kasef. Right? So that's the Pidyon HaBen relation to the brothers. Rabbi Pinchas B'Shem Rabbi Levi, Lefisha Machru B'Chorah Shel Rachel B'Esrim Kasef, V'Nafal L'Kol Echad V'Echad Mehem Taba, since they sold over 20 Kasef, so if you figure out of the 10 brothers that were there, right, the 10 brothers that were there, each one gets Taba, that's the measurement, the percentage, that's 1/10. Lefichach gei kol echad v'echad nosin shiklo tifas. That's the shekel also. Some of the machzor shekel being connected to Mechiras Yosef. What date did Mechiras Yosef take place? So one of the Achronim, Rabbi Simon, quotes in one of his Svarim, in the Imre Baruch, he suggests, so we don't know. We don't know. But it could be based on a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes that Asar B'Teves is the day every year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides if there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash that next year. Or if there's going to be a Tisha B'Av. Asar B'Teves. And that's why the Chassam Sofer says that Asar B'Teves, if it would fall out on Shabbos, we even fast on Shabbos. We know that if other fast days fall out on Shabbos, we wouldn't fast on Shabbos. Here's an Abu Draham quoted in the Beis Yosef that Asar B'Teves is the only fast day B'Zman HaZeh that could fall out on a Friday. But if it falls out on Shabbos, there's an Abu Draham that says, based on a Pasuk in Yecheskel, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, we fast even on Shabbos. The question is why? You can't fast on Shabbos. The answer is, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos based on a past event. But based on a future event, you're allowed to. So for example, a Tainus Chalom. Somebody has a bad dream, you can fast on Shabbos, because you're worried about the future. Asar B'Teves, says the Chassam Sofer, is about the future. It's about whether there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash that year. So that's why you would be able to even fast on Shabbos. But then, the Imrei Baruch, Rabbi Simon quotes one of the Achronim, who he quotes. He quotes the Rishlomo Fisher in the Drushas Ben Yishai, who says, there's always a chait that's connected to every terrible tragedy. Like a Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the Meraglim. Right, we're not the Meraglim. Every tragic event goes back to a certain chait in history. So what was the chait of Asar B'Teves? So he says, maybe it was Mechiras Yosef. And that's the Sinas Chinam, and that's where it started, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch was going to decide every year on Asar B'Teves whether it's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, because of the Sinas Chinam. He says, that's a suggestion. We don't know when it happens, but he says that's his fascinating suggestion. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Says the Mishnah. Vavim HaBeis on top. Moser Shkalim Chulin. So the Moser, the leftover Shkalim, is Chulin, right? Like we said in the previous Mishnah, like Beis Hillel. The leftover is chulin, unless it's talking about the case that everybody agrees. Once we talk about this, though, we talk about leftover everything. Leftover other items. Mosar, asira so eifa, the leftover of the eifa that the Kohen Gadol brings every day. Mosar, kinei zavim, kinei zavos, kinei yoldos, leftover money that was set aside for the sets of karbanos that these people bring. Chatos, vashamos, mosar, and nedav. In all these cases, the leftover money set aside goes to nedava, meaning goes to the pushka that you bring Olos in the summer. Zeh aklal. Kol shehu bal l'shem chatos u'mishem hashama, mosar nedava. Anything that's left over from a specific carbon, you cannot use for that specific carbon. Because if I brought a chatos already and there's leftover money, what am I going to do with the extra? Am I going to bring another chatos? No. It becomes an ola. Mosar ola, but if it's general money, not for a specific carbon, chait, that I have to bring, Moser Ola La Ola, Moser Mincha La Mincha, Moser Shlamim La Shlamim, because these are not based on a specific event, like a chait. Moser A Pesach La Shlamim, which we discussed a lot in Psachim. Leftover carbon Pesach money goes for Shlamim. Moser Nazirim La Nazirim, leftover money for Nazirim in general are go for a Nazir. Moser Nazir La Nadava, but Moser of a specific Nazir's carbon goes for a Nadava. Remember, the Rambam has, there are 10 out of the 613 mitzvahs relate to Nazir. Hilchos Naziris, 10 mitzvahs. There's 2 assays when it comes to Nazir and 8 los assays. Many of them having to do with wine and grapes and raisins. But there are 10 mitzvahs that relate to Nazir. Amar Reb Yossi, Adana Taman, while I was in Bavel, right, because now we're in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalmi. Adana Taman, Shamas called Reb Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. I heard Reb Yehuda ask Shmuel, Hifrish shiklova meis. What happens if somebody was mafrish their shekel and then they die? Amar le yiflu le nedava. That goes to nedava, right? You can't give for the census if the person died. It's like somebody trying to vote after the person's dead, right? Hifrish shiklova meis. Yiflu le nedava. Mosar asira so eifa shalom. What happens to the mosar of the asira so eifa of the Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol brings a carbon every day, a carbon mincha every day. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon. So what happens if he has leftovers? Reb Yochanan Amar Yolichim Yama Melech. Reb Yochanan says you got to throw it into the Yama Melech. You can't get benefit from it. Reb Elezer Omer, no, Yiflu Nedava. No, it goes to Nedava. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah sounds like Reb Yochanan. Sounds like Reb Elezer. Masisa Pliger Reb Yochanan. Moser Shkalim Chulin. Moser Osir So Eifa. Moser Kini Zavim Kini Zavas. Moser Kini Yoldos Chadot Hashem with Moser Nedava. Says Beferish. Says as Moser Osir So Eifa, but goes to Nedava. That's Reb Elezer Shita. It's against Reb Yochanan. Ma'avil La Reb Yochanan. Right, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that? Mas pasar la, moser asir se'eifa, shomin chas chote shokal Yisrael. No, it's talking about 2 different leftovers. Our Mishnah is talking about the leftovers of a stam carbon mincha that a sinner brings. We know there are certain, there most averos, when you bring a carbon chatas, you have to bring a chatas animal. But there are a few of them, by the Olav Yoreds, that if you're very, very poor, you can bring flour as your carbon chatas. So if you bring flour as your carbon chatas, leftover from that flour, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, that goes to Linadava. What am I talking about? Says Rabbi Yochanan. I'm talking about the leftover from the Kohen Gadol. Period. There's a Aznayim LaTorah that we discussed in Parsha Shir a couple years ago about the message of the Asiris HaEifa, which is basically the same carbon that every Kohen brings on the first day he does the Avodah, the Minchas Chinuch. And he develops the idea that a Kohen Gadol has to bring a Minchas Chinuch every day, because every day has to be new to him. Every day. Everybody else has the opening day carbon. The Kohen Gadol has the opening day carbon every single day of his tenure to make sure he keeps the feeling. Okay. Period. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Alda Olil Abba Barbar, on the following statement, my father Abba Barbar objected. De'inun Amrin, the rabbis of Babel said the following. Minayin Shach Pesach Mishchana L'Shem Shlamim, how do you know that a carbon Pesach could switch to a Shlamim? In certain circumstances, we'll see how. Tamal Omar, Pashtus, what's the case? If it's Shelo Bizmano, if it's a Pesach any other time of the year, and I Shechta L'Shem Shlamim. We learned that in Pesachim. If you have a carbon Pesach, not on Erev Pesach, and I shecht it l'shem shlamim, it is a shlamim. So Pesach shem shalosh shlamim. How do you know that? Tam lomar ve'im min atzon karbano l'zevach shlamim. So what is the word sown in the pasuk talking about? We assume it's talking about carbon Pesach, and it says l'zevach shlamim can switch to a shlamim. Kol shu v'atzon b'shlamim. Whatever is brought min atzon can switch to a shlamim. So that's what these rabbis said. This pasuk is referring to a carbon Pesach that switches to a shlamim. So we're about to ask four questions on that. Does the pasuk have to be talking about that? Hayi sivun, that's like esve. Hari ola min atzon. It says something from sown switches to a shlamim. Maybe it's a carbon ola. Maybe a carbon ola also comes from sown. Maybe that's what the pasuk's talking about, switching to a shlamim. So the Gemara says no. Davar she'eino ba'ela min hatzon. That's what it's talking about. Something that only comes from sown. Yotzes ola she'ba filo min abakar. An ola could come from cattle too. So the pasuk can't be referring to ola. So hayisivon, haray asham. What about asham? Asham only comes from sown. So maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to, an asham switching to an ashlamim. Amar Rebbe Bun Bar Kahana min atzon davreshu ba mikohatzon yatsa asham she'eno ba ela min kvasim bilvad. That's the change of girsa. No, asham, right, the tzon includes goats and sheep, and asham can only come from kvasim and not from elam. Next question. B'chol, one second. So that's what you get from min hatzon. B'chol atar at amar min lama'et. Min always is an exclusionary term of a limiting. B'kan at amar min l'rabos. Here, min hatzon means something that comes from all tzon. Min is usually an exclusionary word. So amar b'mana hakanami min lama'et. No, the word min here also excludes. It's referring to Pesach, but it's excluding. Miot she'eno ba ben shtei shanim. A carbon Pesach has to be in its first year, not its second year. Miot she'eno ba nekeven has to be male. So you see, the pasuk is referring to Pesach, and money is excluding. And Hashem is excluded, the Befreshim say, from the something else, from the hay in the pasuk. Okay, the next line can be skipped. The girsos take it out. We'll read it, but we take it out. V'gabi Hashem nami man l'ma'idu, she'eno ba elmenei l'bavad. Okay, hayisiva, next question. But v'haksiv, there's another. That pasuk that we're talking about is in Perek Gimel. So you say that pasuk of minaola minatzon karbano zevach shlamim is referring to Pesach turning to a shlamim. There's a parallel pasuk in Perek Aleph of Vayikra. Vim minatzon karbano minakvasim minhaizim laola. So you're going to tell me that's also referring to Pesach, and Pesach can turn into an ola sometimes. Me'ata moser Pesach ba'ola. Right, just like you darshin the similar pasuk that a Pesach could turn into a shlamim, darshin this one that a Pesach could turn into an ola. So Amar Rebbe Avun, no. Mishanin davar shehu la'achila, l'davar shehu la'achila, vein mishanin davar shehu la'achila, l'davar she'eno la'achila. No, you'd rather make a Pesach into a shlamim because they're both carbonos that are eaten. Right? Pesach into ola. Ola is a different type of category. Ola is okula, kalil, totally burned. So it can't be that you have that jump. And remember, there's lumdus here. It's not just technicalities in terms of how to learn the psukim. There's more of an affinity between a Pesach and a shlamim than a Pesach and an ola, the Gemara is saying.
What about malin b'kedusha?
Right, malin b'kedusha, but that's only by people. You can't say malin b'kedusha, or when a person acts. But when it comes to objects of kedusha, you can't switch it. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Bun Mishanin Kashim Kalim Shem Kashim Kalim Veimishanim Kashim Kalim Shem Kashim Kashim. Again, Pesach and Shlomer are both in the same category, Kashim Kashim Kalim, and don't switch it to Kashim Kashim. Fine, that is all discussion one. Now discussion two. Number one was on the pasuk of Minayin LaPesach Mishanah L'Shem Shlamim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Al Da Alil Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was very upset at the following. De'inun Amrin Eina Pesach Mishanah L'Shem Shlamim Elam Kem Shachta L'Shem Shlamim. Also a related statement, but different. They said, Rabbi Chanina was upset that the rabbi said this. What did they say? That when you have a Karban Pesach at other times of the year, it switches into a Shlamim. That's only if you have Lashem Shlamim in mind. Today, we're in the middle of Cheshvan. What happens if I have a Karban Pesach today, and I shechted Lashem Shlamim, it becomes a Shlamim. That's what they say. If you shechted Lashem any other Karban, it's Pasul. But Va'ani Omer, Rabbi Chanina says, I argue with that. Afilu shechted l'shem ola. No matter what you shechted l'shem, it becomes a shlamim. So, Amar Rabbi Eila Taima, Rabbi Yochanan, why does Rabbi Yochanan say that? That it's if you have anything in mind, imenatzon karban ola zevach shlamim. Kolshu zevach bashlamim. Anything that you have in mind, any type of karban, not just l'shem shlamim, but any, even l'shem ola, it becomes a shlamim. Period. Umishtana l'machshev es pasol. What does that mean? So that's the type of line in the Yerushalmi that you need the mafarshim. What does that mean? The following is the question. What happens if I shechted l'shem ola, Rabbi Yochanan said it becomes a shlamim. Right? If you shechted l'shem anything, it becomes a shlamim. What happens if I shechted l'shem an ola psula? What happens then? If I shechted l'shem ola and I also had a piggle thought about the ola, does it become an ola? Really? Like in that case, because it's an ola psula? Or does it remain a shlamim also? No matter what you shecht it for, it's a shlamim. That's the Gemara's question here. Umishtanu l'machshev es pasul. What if I not only l'shecht it l'shem an ola, but I shecht it l'shem an ola psula? Is it still? Does it still become a shlamim, or is that an ola psula? So the Gemara says, Hey Chavida, what's the difference? Shecht it l'shem ola amas lizrok dama l'machar mikal makom pasulu. Either way, it's a pasul karban. So what's the difference? Whether it's a shlamim psula or an ola psula. So the Gemara says, no, the difference is as follows. Im tamar mishtana, let's give a thought of background beforehand. We learned back in Kachim that pigol, as we know, which is a very serious status, only works if there's no other problem with the karban. If there's any other problem with the karban, it's not pigol, which has a chiyuv karis, it's just pasul. Which if you eat it, it's not chiyuv karis, you just have to burn it. So that's the nafkamina here. If it changes to another karban, if it changes to ola, then that itself is a problem, and it's not going to be pickle. If it doesn't change to an ola, it stays shlamim, automatically shlamim, then it's going to be pickle. In tomar, if you say mishtanel mashev es pasol, if you say that it changes, then pasol, that's the girsa, then it's pasol. In tomar, ein mishtanel mashev es pasol, but if it's not changed by a mashev es pasol, if it doesn't become an ola psula, but if it stays a shlamim, then pickle, then it's either going to be pickle. Because then there's no other problem with it, and it's going to be pickle. Period. Okay, last section. Lishmo, again, there's a lot more to talk about pig or puzzle, but we don't have time today. Lishmo b'shalol, lishmo b'shayimos hashana. Again, this is a sugi that came up in Pesachim. What happens if I have two different thoughts? Shalom b'zmano, in the middle of Cheshvan. I think that I shech the Karban Pesach, l'shem Pesach, v'shalol l'shem Pesach. So, l'shem Pesach would puzzle the Karban, shalom l'shem Pesach would machshu the Karban. So does that second thought save the Karban? Rabbi Bun bar Rabbi Chia b'shem Shmuel bar Abba. So he says the following. So we take out the whole next two lines and we go with the girsa of the Tikkun Chadatin. The Tikkun Chadatin says the girsa is, if you look towards the bottom, let's read the O Zion. If you look at O Zion in the Gra, Hachi Garcinan, Mikivan Sha'amar Shalol Lishmo, Nasa Kishochit Bishtika, Bishalol Lishmo Vu Kasher, says the Girsa of the Gra. Well, you're asking if you shechted it Lishmo, Bishalol Lishmo? Why is that any difference between just shechting it without thinking anything, neutral, and doing the, then having the later thought of Shalol Lishmo? Basically, we know that if there's neutral and shalol lishmo, it works. So, even if it's lishmo and shalol lishmo, it should work. Meaning, the second thought should always win. So, back to the Gemara now. Amar le'im kein, what, you're telling me the second thought always wins? Im keinu, afilu shachat lishmo almanas lizrok damo shalol lishmo. Yase mishar rishona keshoftu lishmo v'shalol lishmo. V'yehei kasher. So, you should say, even if the shchit is lishmo, and the zrika is shalol lishmo, the carbon should be kosher because you did this rika at least shalol lishmo. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mari, no. You can't go that far. Ostas, look in the gra. Minala bishtika kosher, tilma bishtika pasol. What does that mean? Explains the Tikkun Chadatin. Our only shaila is within one avoda you have a bad thought and a good thought. If you have one entire avoda with a bad thought, like shchita, and then the zrika has a good thought, that's for sure not going to be kosher. So you can't compare that. Our shaila was within one avoda, and you have a bad thought, not even neutral. Right? You have a bad thought and then a good thought, that was our shiloh. You cannot compare that to neutral, and you cannot compare that to a whole avoda versus another avoda. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The Hashem will pick up the two dots of Moshe Nazir on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.